Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ted Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The third baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Yates. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. And now, play ball. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to second. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kosko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach takes first base on ball four. Kubiak moves to second. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach misplays the ball. That's an error on Auerbach. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. Nettles scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Fosse moves to third. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball towards left. Walton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walton. Fosse tags and scores. Chambliss tags and moves to third. Uhlander moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Uhlander moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon is walked intentionally. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0 for 1 in the game. Yates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kosko is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Ford reaches second base with a double. Uhlander moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leon is walked intentionally. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Hyndman now playing shortstop. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Parsons moves to second. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0-for-2 in the game. Yates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Yates, who is chasing the ball. Pinson reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ullander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Jim Hannon now pitching. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kosko is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is called out on strikes. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon moves to third. John Morris now pitching. Ellie Rodriguez now catching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 4 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kosko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. McDowell moves to second. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harper strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0 for 3 in the game. Yates hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cosco scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cosco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 3 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald pinch hits for John Morris. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cosco moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cosco moves to third. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Theobald now playing second base. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Leon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Leon reaches second base with a double. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and has Leon trapped. There's the throw to Theobald and over to Peña, who tags Leon for the out. Hydman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Harper takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs pinch hits for Roberto Peña. Rick Austin now pitching. Bob Hisa pinch hits for John Briggs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa strikes out. Two outs. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0-for-4 in the game. Yates strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.